There is an odd twist to the election for governor in Alabama. The incumbent, Democrat Don Siegelman, and the challenger, Republican Bob Riley, have both declared victory. Riley is actually ahead by about 3,000 votes, but the returns from one county, Baldwin County, near Mobile, are in dispute. This evening, Governor Siegelman called for a statewide hand recount, saying the close numbers demand a second look. Jeffrey Gettleman, a national correspondent for the New York Times, is in Montgomery, Alabama. He says this all started with a mix-up in the numbers from Baldwin County as they were reported on election night.
What happened was, on election night, there's two parallel processes that are going on at the same time. One is the official counting of ballots by poll workers that are signed and sealed election night. And then the other process is the reporting of results from the different precincts. And what happens there is poll workers give their numbers to county officials, who then release those numbers to the public or to the media. And what happened on election night in Alabama, in this one county, Baldwin County, there was an inaccurate report that was given to the media that then published those numbers, and those numbers ended up giving the governor, Don Siegelman, a slight lead, and he declared victory based on that.
Yeah, the first set of numbers had him losing in this Republican county, I gather, but still getting about 19,000 votes. And the second set of numbers had him again losing, but only getting about 12,000 votes.
Right. What it tipped them off is there was one precinct in this county. The precinct is called Magnolia Springs. It's a little town right near the Gulf of Mexico. And there's 1,300 registered voters in that precinct. And all of a sudden, they looked at their numbers, and they saw that Don Siegelman had received 7,000 votes from that precinct, which was a signal that something was off.
Was this the thread by which Governor Siegelman's hopes were hanging, of possibly prevailing despite his being behind in the official count?
Well, I think what happened was all these results got swallowed up in this race to release numbers from across the state. Everybody was watching this neck-and-neck race, and next thing you know, Siegelman goes up by just a slight margin. And based on that, he decided to give a victory speech. It was later that officials looked and sort of checked the numbers that they released against the numbers that were the official numbers from the polls, and they realized they had released the wrong numbers.
Well, what does the governor say now?
Well, what's really funny is both of them have sort of taken on the role as the next governor. Siegelman today was touring a tornado zone. He is saying that he is the governor now and he'll be the governor tomorrow and that he won this race. Meanwhile, Bob Riley, the congressman who the polls have as the next governor in Alabama, was meeting with people, forming his transition team. And if you call up his campaign headquarters, they say, hello, this is the governor-elect Bob Riley's office.
Sounds like, from what you found out, after a lot of confusion over how many votes were cast in Baldwin County and whether there were more votes cast in other statewide races there than for the governor, it sounds like you found the problem and Republican Riley is going to win this no matter what.
Yeah, I talked to an election official today that sort of walked me through this whole confusing process, and the election officials are not confused by what happened. They basically say this was a reporting error, not a tabulation error, and therefore there are no grounds to do a recount. If somebody wants to do one, that's fine, that's their prerogative, but they have no evidence that any votes were miscounted. The votes may have been misreported, but they were never miscounted, and that's a key difference.
Jeffrey Gettleman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Gettleman of the New York Times speaking with us from Montgomery, Alabama.